You're listening to The Pulse, where it's all about student news, student opinions and student voices.
Now we're going to go to Annie, who will be talking about YouTubers who are leading the way with the tree planting campaign.
So recently, YouTube stars have been boosting a tree planting campaign for the Arbor Day Foundation, which has reached over $8 million now. With stars like Jeffree Star and US entrepreneur Elon Musk are among those who've donated, with the hashtag Team Trees, which was coined by Mr. Beast for his 200 millionth subscriber video, I think. And what's interesting about this is that obviously it's a good thing planting trees, and it's known to be something that's good for the environment, but actually, they can't really make up for the amount of what is being cut down. So we've had like big losses in tropical areas with endangered species and lots of varied wildlife, and these are being made up for in like Europe and the USA and China with different trees and different environments that can't be made up for it. So the problem is that even though this is great and they're raising a lot of money for these trees to be planted, but is it actually doing good, or is it not helping, you know, in any way at all? In as much ways as it can be, you know, help as possible. So in China from the 70s, they did a program that was similar to this, but it caused a drought because they planted the wrong trees, and they planted it in a place where there weren't trees before, causing some trees to die as well. So, you know, should we be planting lots of trees? Should we be using this good exposure from social media stars for something else that could you make a change?
Well, I don't know any statistics, but I would think, in general, any trees you're planting is a good thing, because you are trying to replace something that's lost, even if you can't get to the original number. But in terms of the YouTubers helping, obviously they maybe encourage other people to do it because they have such a big following, but are they only really doing it to kind of have good publicity?
Yeah, that is one of the problems, is that is this good exposure? Is, you know, should, are they just doing it to get more subscribers, to get a better following, or is it actually, you know, if they have this amount of money, could they be donating it to other things other than planting trees?
I think like planting trees obviously could, because like they're carbon sinks, so they absorb carbon dioxide. But I think what's more important is to like try to like get laws to stop people from cutting down trees and stuff like that, because people are always just going to do that if there are no laws to prevent that from happening. Like, for example, like in Brazil, like what was happening with the Brazilian dictator. So I think instead of trying to just plant trees, which is obviously a good thing, I think it's more important to like set laws that would stop people from doing things that would cause climate change.
Yes, because the problem is that, you know, it's great that we're replacing the trees, but we're cutting down, you know, rainforests which with endangered species in it, you know, which is good for our wildlife and for the planet, and that sort of thing. You know, you can't replace it. So like you said, it is better that maybe we should be using this money or this exposure to pass laws to stop trees being cut down.
And I think the likelihood is these YouTubers have not thought about what they're doing at all. It's kind of hypocritical. They all live very, well, not very environmentally friendly lives, or not very sustainably. And then they've just gone, oh yeah, if we raise all this money for these trees, it will look really good. And I think maybe we shouldn't criticise what they're doing, because it is a good thing, but I don't think it's been done for the right reasons.
I do agree that they're probably doing it for a lot of exposure, especially for, was it Elon Musk?
Yeah.
Elon Musk. Sorry for the mispronunciation there. So yeah, Elon Musk is obviously a CEO of quite a major company, isn't he? And I feel like he's donated a lot of money. I feel that that is kind of a PR stunt, personally. Also, like you guys have said, laws need to be changed to really stop what's happening. Just planting loads more trees for people to cut down isn't going to really help anyone.
I mean, arguably this is going to lead to a bit of a domino effect. So surely them advertising about planting trees and promoting these ideas is going to have a huge influence on their following, because Jeffree Star's got a huge following. Elon Musk has, you know, quite a big reputation. So seeing such big figures is probably going to kind of push their fans, followers, or even in like Elon Musk's like situation, his investors to kind of take more environmentally conscious decisions, and probably it might lead to more than just planting trees, but, you know, making more ethical
decisions. Saying that though, the article does say that a lot of scientists have said that planting trees across the world is a cheap and easy solution to reducing carbon monoxide levels, so maybe it will help climate change. Maybe it won't have a massive effect, but at least it might do something.
I think something that frustrates me as well is they're trying to raise this money when they're both, all these people are so incredibly rich. And it, okay, they're not going to tell us exactly where they're spending their money, but it'd be interesting to know exactly how much they're donating to these kind of schemes and organisations.
Well, it's interesting because I know that Jeffree Star does actually, he donates quite a lot of money to a variety of different things and doesn't necessarily publicise about it. So, but obviously this is quite a large donation, and Jeffree Star has, you know, he's a millionaire, he has a lot of money, he owns several companies. So he could be, you know, I've donated like £1 million, or I'm not sure what he donated, but he could be doing a lot more. He could be doing a lot more for the environment, and with such influence, like you were saying, you know, it could lead to a more of a domino effect, but could they be doing more with the platform that they have? And could other big, like, YouTubers or internet stars be doing more like them as well? Are they, you know, yeah.
I think as well that influence has to be taken into consideration. So if people are seeing this campaign, maybe it's going to make other people think, oh, yeah, what else can I do to help climate change? Should I be recycling more? Should I be taking more public transport and walking more when I don't, rather than just getting in the car? So not like, regardless of the trees that they're planting as well, maybe it's doing a good, maybe it's being beneficial in the sense that it's making people think about the issue in a more general sense as well. And if people are starting to reflect on what they can do to help and they're making some small changes because of this campaign, then I think that is a good thing.
Yeah, I definitely agree. If we forget the reasons why they're doing it for themselves, if they're doing it for themselves, or the whole thing about the trees, it is in general a really good thing. And I think any kind of influence or publicity to do with the environment nowadays is definitely a good thing and should be supported.
I doubt this would like make much influence though, because people are already aware of like climate change and all the bad things that's happening. So when they see this, they'll just be like, oh, someone's doing something about this, that means I don't have to. Like, people always like pass on responsibility to people who can actually do stuff. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? People always think that they don't really have much power to change things. Whereas like, if they saw some, like Jeffree Star donating $8 million to plant trees, they'd be like, they would just think that it's like under control because someone else is doing something about it.
I think also, maybe not so with Elon Musk, but with Jeffree Star, his audience is probably fairly young. So they're people who are very much aware about what's going on with climate change at the moment. They're all on social media, but they're also the people who probably don't have that much monetary power. So it's maybe actually not having that much impact, or as much as they are saying it is.
I feel like the planting trees is also like, why just planting trees? I feel like that's just not enough, just, you know, putting a couple of seeds in the ground and hoping they'll grow and make a difference. I mean, there's a lot more, you know, like investing in technologies, or you know, helping victims of tsunamis and hurricanes, and just things that are a bit more hands-on and tangible and make a difference now, rather than, you know, in a couple of, you know, 10 years time we'll have a couple of trees and hopefully that'll fix everything.
From my point of view, it's one of the easiest things to do. It's one of the things that everyone thinks of when you're like, oh, how can we combat climate change?
We've seen it before as well in adverts in advertisement campaigns. There was a toilet roll company that used it in their advert, that every time you bought their toilet roll, they would plant a tree somewhere, which, you know, again, another PR stunt. Surely someone should be doing something that is a little bit more, as you've said, maybe a bit more tangible.
This is URN.